got there, to be honest. It was the middle of the night. Never been there before. I was in this house on the second floor. And it was surrounded by cornfields. Just endless, endless. It was really dark, but there was a full moon out. So I could see the field of corn. There was one right outside in the backyard. I was really confused because I didn't understand why I was in this house in the middle of nowhere. I was like, where am I? This place was so falling apart. It was just completely abandoned, you know, and the walls were just peeling off. You could see the, what are those called? The boards in the wall. Yeah, it was disgusting. And that's when I looked out the window and I saw someone. I couldn't really make out the details because they were very far away, you know? But, you know, I could see them a bit in the moonlight, and it was like someone wearing a hoodie, you know? And they were walking toward the house, and I thought that was scary, to be honest. And I was like, why is this person walking toward the house, and I don't even know where the fuck I am? I've never been around so many fields of corn. I didn't know why that hooded figure was coming toward me, but I needed to run to get out of that house, so that's what I did. So I ran out into the fucking field of corn, which was absolutely ridiculous because I had no idea where I was going, and how was I supposed to guide myself in a field of fucking corn? You know? So yeah. You know, it was as tall as me, as my entire body, and it was very hard. I couldn't see forward. So I just started walking, you know, but I was really scared that any moment I might just run into him, because honestly I didn't know where he was, to be honest. It was kind of a stupid idea to get into the corn in the first place, but I was freaking out when I saw him. The hooded figure. I couldn't believe it. He didn't have a face. He literally just didn't have a face. He didn't have eyes or nose or a mouth. It was all skin. It was, oh god, it was disgusting. I was so fucking scared. I started fucking running. And I started asking myself, how is this guy chasing me? This doesn't make any fucking sense. He doesn't even have eyes. How was he walking toward the house? It just doesn't add up. You know? So I kept running. And I realized that I might have been going in circles. So I went back to the house, thinking that I could find a place to hide. And well, needless to say, I didn't want to have to, you know, go in between the, you know, the, what is it called? The drywall and the exterior of the house. Yeah, so I fucking squeezed myself in there. And that's when I noticed something. There was this kind of tunnel looking thing in the ground. Not to be not like a rabbit hole, but maybe, like a rabbit hole, but big enough for a person. And you know, I could hear the guy, you know, stepping into the house, and I thought, this is just all too weird. Maybe I'm having a dream, because I don't understand how someone's face could just be completely sealed with skin. And how in the world he could have known that I went back into the house doesn't make any sense. Maybe he heard me. But I felt like there was no way out, honestly, so I started, like, squeezing myself in there. And, it turned out to be this sort of, like, unexpected entrance into a basement of sorts. It was weird because the whole room was empty except for a mirror in the middle. Why would someone go through the trouble of making a tunnel in between the walls of a house that leads to a basement with only a mirror inside of it? Doesn't make any sense. So I didn't know if that hooded figure was familiar with this, I don't know what to call it, a hiding place that I found, a very strange room in a run down house. That's what I fucking realized. That there was no escape. Because I had literally just fallen into a hole that led into this room, but there was no connection. It was just a tunnel. There was no ladder to climb my way back up. I knew that the hooded figure would go through the tunnel and end up in the same room as me. It was almost meant to be. I was terrified. Freaking out, shaking, thinking that my life was gonna end. I didn't know whether to look at him or to look away, to close my eyes. I didn't know what the fuck was gonna happen. Yeah, but he kept walking and walking and walking toward me, and I kept backing up until I was in the corner of the room, and there was pretty much nowhere else to go, and that's when it fucking happened. I can't even describe it. It's something so unexplainable. He reached out to touch my face. And oh God, he didn't have a face. He was literally all skin. But when he touched me, my whole body started vibrating. I'm not joking. It sounds ridiculous, but it's true. My entire fucking body started vibrating. And it felt like I was connected to him. I don't know how to explain it. It was two different things going on in my mind, because part of me was disgusted and scared, and another part felt this connection. And I didn't think that there was a way out. So I gave in to it. I literally closed my eyes and I let him keep touching my face. And you won't believe what happened next. You won't believe it. Oh God, his skin. It started melding with mine. I can't even fucking describe it. Oh God, all of a sudden, he started shrinking, and my chest felt so tight, and my whole body started vibrating, and his skin started crawling all over me until he was gone. He literally disappeared, and he was inside of me. I think he's still inside of me, because when it was all over, and it was just his clothing on the floor, I looked at my hands and they didn't feel like they were mine. I walked over to the mirror in the middle of the room, and I looked at myself, and I couldn't even recognize myself. It was me. But it was different. I was changed. I don't know what happened to me, or what happened to that hooded figure. I realized that there was this rock, and I grabbed it, and I smashed that fucking mirror. Fucking glass flying everywhere. Some of it on my skin. It was just, I don't know what went on. What that hooded figure did to me, it changed me. I knew that I needed to get out of there. I needed to tell someone what happened to me. So I grabbed that rock and I wedged it in between the base of the mirror and the mirror itself. The broken mirror, I should say. And that's how I made my way out of there. I don't know what happened that day. I still think about it a lot. And sometimes when I look at myself in the mirror, I get these flashes, and I see that faceless man figure inside of me. I don't like thinking about it too much. I suppose it makes a good story.